We were supposed to start at 5, but Cutie is a wet bitch.
I'm not a wet bitch, for the record. I was a very scheduled day.
Your ombre looks good.
And we always plan the fucking podcast instead of every Thursday morning.
By the way, did either of them say anything about your hair?
Every fucking whatever. Are we doing it?
They didn't.
Are we doing it Thursday morning next week?
I have no clue. I would like a consistent day, but instead we don't have a consistent day, so it's always coming and going and crazy.
All right, so what's W's and L's?
We just go around the table, and everybody says their W of the week and their L of the week.
Okay, I got to think about it.
Oh.
It's nice
Are we going to start with W's?
Start with L, because you want to end on happiness. Okay. That's what you learned when you learned how to do Mormon prayers.
I got to talk to you about something.
Oh.
Because I've scheduled something for us.
Okay.
That we're doing.
Okay.
We're all going to go to San Francisco September 4th on a train.
Oh.
Ooh, I love trains.
Yeah, it's a very nice train.
Okay. What if it derails?
It won't.
Mm-mm.
It won't.
Impossible.
Cutie, come on. You can't be afraid of trains.
I am afraid of everything.
Well, you drive, and that's the most dangerous of the three.
Okay, how long is the train ride?
13 hours.
Oh. But is it?
It's like nice. Like, we have a compartment, we eat, we can stream.
What are we going to do? Where are we going in San Francisco?
We're going to go watch the Jets opening game against San Francisco.
Wait, that's such a cool way to go see the Jets.
Such a cool
way.
Then we're coming back on the train.
Are the Vikings playing at the same time though?
I don't know, but I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You don't want to watch the Vikings this
season. Come on. That's not true.
They're not good.
I don't.
What about the Chiefs?
You're going to eat your words, Marsh.
Who do you have to throw on the ball?
Sam Darnold. Okay. All right. Hey, when Rodgers blows out both Achilles' heels,
well, then I will probably stop watching.
Okay. We'll see what happens. You know what? If Darnold flops, we got JJ McCarthy. Sorry, we're talking.
All
I'm
saying is, Aaron Rodgers
comes back. Aaron Rodgers.
Pack Stadium.
There. Wait, isn't he like racist now or something?
No, he's a little anti-vax. He's a little
okay, but not racist yet.
No.
It's a slope.
It's the anti-vax racism pipeline.
Slope. Yeah. So your W's of the week and your L's of the week.
W's of the week and L's.
And you gotta
week.
Find one.
I gotta find one. I gotta think of one.
Yeah.
I haven't.
I don't want a boring one.
Okay,
though.
Go.
W's of the week. I don't know if this is like real or not.
Okay.
And I will give you guys a wink and a nod. Maybe I'll never confirm it officially.
What?
But I do feel like I'm not even kidding. I've started to notice certain things about like the Democratic Party and the way that they've been communicating on certain issues while simultaneously also talking
Sounds
to the
like
DNC.
A conspiracy.
While also talking to the DNC, the Democratic
uh-huh.
National Convention,
uh-huh.
and marketing teams on that front. And I've had numerous Democratic Party senators reach out to my management team to like conduct meetings. And it is making me kind of feel like they are more responsive to things that I've been saying and things that like more progressive people have been saying.
I think it's
this
true.
This election cycle more than ever before.
I think it's true. And I want to tell you why.
What?
I feel like I am a beacon for the liberal. Like I represent.
I know what
the,
you're gonna say.
I represent the American liberal. Generally, like the middle.
He's saying
the
he's
middle.
Like a normie.
Yeah. I'm a normie. Like I represent the liberal, and I've never really like crazy disagreed with any of your takes. But more than ever, I feel like you're far left, like or people what regard as whatever you want to call it. Your ideas don't feel that far-fetched and they feel more popular within the party. And I think that as somebody who would be the representative of the broader liberal representation in the country, I would say that the party also recognizes that and they think that now they should be courting you because you represent a much larger part
so
of the party than they ever
president?
Thought before.
Is that what you're saying?
No, of course not. I would never run for office or anything.
But he
like
represents
that.
A constituency that they have recognized impacts the electorate a lot more than ever before.
I'm just saying that like I got random fucking Democrat senators that I barely know about that are reaching out to my management to like try to conduct meetings when I'm at the Democratic National.
So is this a W or an L?
No, it's a W, okay. I think. Okay. I think it's a W.
Right. Yeah. Meetings.
Mm-hmm.
What gets done at this said meeting, if you get a meeting?
I'm probably not going to do it, but we'll see.
Take the meeting. I'll take it.
Take a meeting. He'll go. We'll take He'll take notes. For you.
Yeah. So that's one. That's a W.
Let's do it.
I like that W.
Uh-huh.
I fully understand it.
Are we doing W's now?
L of the week.
So yeah.
L of the week. Okay.
You want me to do my W and the L? Or
yeah, go crazy.
Might as well start
yeah.
with it. Go crazy.
L of the week. My parents came back at different times from Turkey. And both of them individually brought Turkish pastries, salty pastries. I want you guys to try it because people that I've given it to in the past have said that they're like not that crazy, but it's an L for me because I ate a bunch of it. I want you guys to try it and give me a taste.
Yum!
Straight out of Turkey. It's one of my favorites, but I think it's the nostalgia that works. It's a salty pastry.
Last time you had us try that stuff from Narnia.
That's the L, I guess.
L, yeah.
Wait, he's not having much of a bad week if that's the L is having desserts.
Yeah.
He's yelling from the other room, and I am Baba! Wildly uncomfortable. I have W of a week. My landlord at my Deco Den store. Last week this was my L of the week. She didn't like my paint on the outside of the store and wanted me to repaint it. W of the week, she actually likes it, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't
okay, your L rule, your L and your W can't be the same.
Well, that was my last week L.
Okay.
I didn't say my this week L.
This week L.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah.
My better. L this week is I haven't streamed once this week.
Why not?
Oh, that's my L of the year.
That's a W.
Really? That's a W, you think?
That's a W.
I've just been really behind, and so I haven't been able
to. Is that chicken?
No, ooh. This is what is known as a chatal.
That's a pretzel.
It's not.
You want a break? I don't want a whole
share.
One.
I'll share with you.
It's a salty and like very fatty pastry.
You have some.
I shouldn't.
You
I,
have
I already
some.
Had.
Yeah. No, no. Eat some of this salty, fatty pastry.
I cracked this in. I'll have one later.
Oh, honestly?
Do you
like it?
Yes.
Do you see what this scumbag is doing?
You want to take it home with you? Because no. I can't have it in here.
Mm-mm.
Look what he's doing.
I can't have it here.
Mm-mm. I can't have it in my house either.
We're all eating and he's just sitting there. It tastes like pizza crust.
Do you like it?
Yes, it tastes like really good pizza crust.
Yeah,
I love the mouth feel of it too.
Is there a lot of butter in this?
Yeah, it's very buttery.
That makes sense.
It's very buttery and salty. I thought Will would like it because he doesn't like sweet pastries. I thought this would be a W on that front.
This doesn't feel like a pastry to me, though.
This is called a çatal. It means fork in Turkish. And they sell it next to like...
Because it's shaped like this.
Yeah.
I wish it was softer.
No, that's the whole point. It's like, it's not soft. It's hard.
I just wish it was.
See, this is why you could be a movie critic.
Would you be able to break this down by just tasting it?
Yeah, I'm actually surprised you're saying butter because I think a lot of this is coming from shortening.
Okay, then that's probably the case. I don't know. I just always assumed it was butter.
I was just assuming it was butter, too. But see,
it's kind of like a pie crust. It's a thick pie crust.
Yeah, but it's not like... A pie crust has no discernible taste to it, almost. Whereas, like, I feel like this has, like,
Mama's little baby loves shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread.
Similar mouthfeel, but is, like, more salty.
Yeah, it's really salty.
It is good. It's very good.
And it's got sesame seeds on it.
It's really good. But I wouldn't want it as a dessert.
It's not a dessert.
Oh, okay.
It's just a salty pastry. It's a breakfast thing that you eat in breakfast.
And
it's
my W, good. With Will's advice, I got $777 worth of Beyblades.
Let it rip.
Isn't that going to be crazy?
That's going to be awesome.
I got intense like metal ones.
Do we get to choose them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a wand sorting.
And you just go like.
Yeah.
Yes. Is there a method?
Let it rip.
You let it rip.
I know, but you just let it go. Okay.
It doesn't matter. You're going to lose to me anyway.
Okay. W's and L's.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. W's and L's.
And this week.
A second aunt of mine died yesterday.
Oh, that's aunt? That's an L, yeah.
Second aunt.
Oh, aunt. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, I thought you meant like aunt farm. I'm like, what the
no, fuck? No. An aunt by marriage, basically.
Uh-huh.
Cool lady. She got sepsis in her feet.
Aww.
They said that they had to amputate it. She said, fuck you. Died 24 hours later.
Is this a Michigan aunt?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a very Michigan aunt.
Why would she say no to that?
She's a badass.
Okay.
All died right. How she lives.
She said, I'm going to keep my feet.
That's right.
That's an L?
Okay.
That was my L. Yeah, that'd be my L.
For you.
Yeah, that'd be my L.
Okay. Yeah. Good clarification. What about your W?
My mom's doing better.
Really? Good,
yeah. Oh, yay.
Has she had surgery yet?
No, but she's got a real good prognosis. Surgery's coming up in September.
Yay. Good, good.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. That's really exciting.
W.
That's a huge W.
Yeah, follow that one
up. Austin's going to be like, my W is I made my flight. My L is my other one got canceled.
I was actually going to do that. But
I got in a fight. I don't know if you guys heard about it.
I didn't get in a fight, and I feel bad about that. Do you think I should feel bad about that?
Sometimes I feel bad for
Did I make it? Did I make too much of a scene?
No.
I would have just been like, oh, sometimes I find a spot. I wouldn't have said, mind your damn business.
I did try to do that. I said, sometimes I find this. I'm like, I try to find a spot, and then she kept arguing with me. So
I would have just ignored her.
So then I just told her to mind her own business.
Yeah.
And I did make a scene, and people didn't like me.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Yeah. I don't like when people make a scene.
Yeah, and I wasn't trying to make a scene, but I was like trying to, you know, and I normally wouldn't.
You can't disrupt daily process like that.
I know. But you know what?
You're both the bad guys.
What?
You're both the bad guys.
I know, but truly, like, I normally just keep to myself, and I was trying to keep to myself, but sometimes the fucking, what is that? The call of
rage.
The call of the void, and you get something in your head, and you're like, fuck it, I'm going to say it.
Mm.
And I just said it. And when it came out of my mouth, I went, ooh. Yeah. I can't believe I said that.
That was your L of the week?
It was kind of an L, but then it came in. It started to become a W in my mind.
Wow.
Because then I was like, oh my God, this Karen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. She's sticking her head in everybody's business.
Right.
Yeah.
And she needs to mind her own.
She needs to mind her own.
Now, I don't know if that, I don't want to use that as my L or W.
Okay.
My L of the week is I suffered from not long COVID, but symptoms that, like, I don't have COVID anymore. It's just like a week and a half ago, guys. Trust me, nobody's going to get COVID. But the after effects of COVID knocked me out of the gym for like 5 days.
Right.
So that was an L of the week. Not feeling too good about that.
Okay.
W of the week is I made it here to the podcast.
Wow. That's
And I'm
awesome.
Feeling very good about being here.
Nice.
And it was and I was scared a little bit because we made a last second switch.
Yeah.
What?
Last night we were like, we switched it up.
Yeah, while I was sleeping.
I was on the phone ready to switch. I had
Hassan,
to switch my
It
airfare.
Was 10.
I was sleeping.
And this motherfucker.
I want to say it was your fault. I don't remember why.
It was.
But it's your fault.
No, I'm the one who said, like, I'm down to do it tonight if you guys
this
want.
This is what happened.
Anyway, guys, beautiful W's and L's.
On that Will's note, leaving. Look what you've done.
Flip-flop.
This is your fault.
I love you, Will.
God, fuck.
Catch you on the flip-flop.
That would have been a very cool exit.
Kaya?
Sorry. Can you get around me? But Hassan dropped in the chat, basketball's canceled, and then just left the chat.
Will just kissed Marsh on the mouth. It was crazy.
You guys do that a lot?
Yeah, and Marsh had smoke in his mouth. That he
That's kind of hot.
What's that called? A hippie kiss?
Do you ever do that? Do you ever kiss, make out, and smoke? And like,
I did that
smoke?
In like college area.
Does that make you feel so like badass?
When I was an ex-Mormon, yeah, I was like, I'm crazy. I'm kissing a girl because it's always the girls.
You were always kissing
a girl. Yeah, because I was afraid of smoking weed when I first started smoking weed, ex-Mormon, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so I would like make my friend smoke the weed and then kiss mid into my mouth because I was too afraid to like actually smoke the weed.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Even though you were smoking
it was a weird
the
Mormon,
weed.
It was like a Mormon loophole.
It was like a Mormon loophole.
Because it was like, it was just her, but also kissing a girl wouldn't have been, anyway, it was a whole thing.
I mean, you know.
I liked
the
loophole.
I didn't know you kissed a girl.
Oh, I've kissed more girls than guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah, kissing girls is great.
Yeah.
I think.
I kiss girls sometimes too.
Really?
Like it, like when I'm really drunk, like when we did Abby night one night, oh man, it was crazy. Like we did like the table. You were there, weren't you?
I don't fucking know. Maybe.
We've done a lot of the Abby nights. And I was just, it was like a night that I was just, I was kissing everybody.
Really?
Yeah, I think I kissed.
I don't think I was there.
I kissed Will. I think I kissed Caroline.
Will kiss everyone.
Yeah, I kissed like a couple of other girls.
Wow.
And I kissed other guys too.
It was going wild.
It was crazy. Hassan was there. He stayed for about 5 minutes and then left.
That was brave of you.
Yeah. It was really brave of him.
I know you wanted me to stay.
I was watching the Taylor Swift concert video the other day, just to reminisce.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I was looking back on it. I was like, oh, that was so sweet.
Did you see? She had to freaking cancel her show because of a planned terrorist attack.
Oh, yeah.
3 nights worth.
Wait, they canceled all of them?
All 3 nights.
And then they got the guy?
Yeah, so they got the people.
Well, why didn't they keep the show going? Or they just was like...
I think it was just like... I don't know.
Was it like... I mean, this is kind of fucked up to say, but like, was it... Like, would they have... Was it like a really sophisticated attack?
It sounds like it, yeah. Oh, I mean, they figured it out. And their goal wasn't to like hurt... This sounds crazy, but they figured it out that their goal wasn't to hurt Taylor. It was quite literally to hurt as many people as possible.
Mm, God.
Which is just like...
That's insane.
Yeah, let's... I heard a bunch of women in glitter. Yeah, let's do it.
Minding their own business.
Minding their own goddamn...
Dressed up.
Singing some tunes.
Yeah, literally like, at the probably one of the best moments of their
like,
lives to this
happening?
Point.
What is happening? So stupid.
People are so evil.
Yeah, they are
crazy.
Evil.
Yeah, that's so nuts.
Well, I have a Reddit for us.
Okay.
On this lovely, lovely afternoon. Let's see. That I know I'm gonna need your guys' input. Oh, you want to hear another W?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote 2 songs this week.
Oh,
and I sent them to the producer.
Oh, are you singing? Are you gonna be doing an album?
I'm just making a little bit of an album.
Yay!
I'm gonna do a music video.
Good for you.
Broden's gonna produce it.
Okay.
So it's already gonna be good.
Mm-hmm.
Valkyrae's gonna star in it. Ooh. So it's already gonna be better.
It's already a hit.
And then I need a heartthrob boy. To play counter, you weren't the right speed, gay boy.
Are you looking? Damn. Oh, you're looking for like a straight.
I want like a straight like emo boy.
I also just don't fit heartthrob.
You wouldn't fit emo boy.
No.
Yeah. No.
Oh God. I couldn't do it. I don't
you
have the hair
like
for it.
You would look like me if you went emo.
Yeah.
I might have to force Marsh like to do it. Emo. We'll see what happens.
I got
Marsh isn't happy about it, but no, you explicitly told me you wouldn't do it, Marsh.
I got so
yeah.
Not to give you another airport story, but I got so insecure today at the airport because
why?
The guy takes my ID
uh-huh.
and I haven't gotten a new ID.
Because I went
ID.
Through the X-ray machine and they didn't think there was a foreign object between
no,
my legs.
No.
I was so offended.
I gave them my ID and the guy takes out a magnifying glass
oh.
to look at my photo.
Oh.
And is going like this.
How old were you in the photo?
25. So it's like 5
oh,
years
so
ago.
Like 10 years ago?
Yeah, so 5 no, it's literally 5 years ago.
And, so 1 year ago.
I was like 5 years ago and I literally went, "Ah, so I don't look like that anymore, do I?"
Sad.
It was so sad and
that
pathetic.
Is sad.
And I felt pathetic.
Well, I'm sorry.
But it's okay. That was an L of the week. It was another yeah, L.
Turns out there's just like a lot of L's.
That was another L of the week.
Okay, I've got it. Okay.
You sound like the guy with the Chinese succulent meal.
This is interesting. I just wanted to hear, because this person went to Ask Me Anything, and
okay.
they posted this.
Okay.
They said, which it's funny to post this without solid proof, but they said,
mm-hmm.
I think my sister may have committed incest with my brother.
Oh.
Ask me anything.
Okay.
And so the answer is like, oh, the first question is, what do you mean may?
Yeah, may have,
like
yeah.
you're posting this.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are here to decide if they've committed incest.
Okay.
I'm the oldest at 23.
Okay.
He's 20. She's 19.
Okay.
It's only a suspicion, which is crazy.
That's
to
a
post.
Crazy suspicion.
Yeah. But either way, I can definitely state that their relationship is not healthy. And it hasn't ever. And if it hasn't ever happened, I still worry that it could one day. Let me see.
Wait, so even if it hasn't happened, they think that it could happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So obviously the first question is, what makes you think that? And the immediate holidays is their name. The poster says a lot of things. They live together. They've never not lived together. Uh-huh. He has consistently lost friends and opportunities to date girls because he prioritized her. She's very touchy and affectionate with him, and he allows it when he's otherwise quite shy. As far as I can tell, they only hang out with each other and lack any real boundaries. She's all over him. This gets into complicated family trauma, but he's always been the more weak-willed and she's always had a hold on him. Basically, she was the favorite and everyone was pressured to cater her, which he pretty much always did.
And that's all we know.
That's all we know. So then someone said, well, have you ever witnessed anything? You said touchy and affectionate, which sounds off, but all families are different. Because it's true. Because like my family doesn't even hug.
Yeah, I think it's a big jump to go from touchy feely weird to fucking.
Yeah.
I think it's strange. And living together, I don't know. I think it's strange. Like, maybe they're a little weird, but it may not be anything. I think incest is a stretch.
So then, you know, they said, the poster's response to that was, yes, I know for a fact they've given each other full body massages and have bathed together before.
How old?
Sorry. I don't know. 19. She's saying 19 and 20, but when did they bathe?
Yeah, when did they bathe?
The whole vibe is gross. And then, so the first question, how old were they? I'm not sure when they crossed the line, if they ever did, but I know the massages have happened before. Found out that a year ago, and the shower thing was 6 months ago.
18 and 19 showering together?
With your brother and sister.
That's weird. That is strange.
Yo, that's countrywide right there.
Where are they from? Did they talk?
They didn't say. They said, I walked in on them amidst one of these massages and overheard them.
First brother, stepbrother, stepsister.
Stepbrother, stepsister.
Oh, they're fucking.
Or no, sorry, not stepbrother. Oh. First brother.
Oh, yeah. If it was step, whoa, then it would be crazy.
He's still crazy, even crazier, because they're still fucking.
You think?
Yes.
So it says, what was the story with the shower thing? No story. I just know they shower together after they go to the pool. Okay, so are they in swimsuits? I know this person. So it's like this confusing thing where it's like...
No, there is no world in which this is like a normal thing to do, especially when you're a whole-ass adult. You're not even a minor. Like, if they were like... I would say if they were like 10 and 11, it would be weird. But it would not be like, oh my God, this is the weirdest fucking thing on the planet. Post puberty, it's just completely unacceptable.
She did just say, I don't know if swimsuits were on or off. So it feels like, I feel like this person doesn't know if it's incest or not.
Has she confronted them about it?
No.
I happen to think, not to blow up the story, but I think most of that stuff is fake on Reddit.
You son of a bitch.
I think all of that shit is fake.
How dare you?
I think people want attention. They want karma. They want like communication with other people. So they go on Reddit and they just like make up a story.
I mean,
they make up a story also like on the, like teetering on the edge of permissibility, I guess. But even though on this
one,
it's not.
So what should I post on Reddit for attention?
I think you should say,
ask me anything. I stole my sister's husband.
Oh, okay.
Should I do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or right now? Ask me anything. I'm sleeping with my sister's husband. And she doesn't know.
We're going to have to lie for a whole week.
That's awesome.
And
let's
answer these questions.
We should do that, and then it'll be a follow-up on the next Patreon
episode.
Yeah,
but you can't... Do I get banned from Reddit if I lie?
I don't know. We'll just make another account. And then also, like, everybody on the Patreon, you guys have to ask questions and play along.
Okay. So I need to make a new Reddit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love
can't believe
this.
You're fucking doing this.
What do you mean? We're lying on the internet for fun. Uh-huh. You just said it was. You said that's what people do.
Ask me anything. I had an affair with JD Vance. And I'm a man. I'm fucking JD
Someone
Vance.
Someone did that already.
Wait, really?
Yeah, one of JD Vance's
Wait,
college.
So did that come out as.
look up JD Vance gay and we'll watch the TikTok.
Did it come out as true?
No, but there is a really funny video or funny photo of them in college together, and they're laying on the ground like this side by side.
But they didn't do anything.
But I don't know. I mean, he says they might. I think he said it. But let's watch the TikTok. I didn't even pay attention to it because there was so much happening on JD.
I'm making a new account.
Are you interested in politics right now?
Me?
Just like general. I'm just curious. You're not typically interested in politics. I'm just curious if you're interested in politics.
That's the one. Yeah. Just play the whole thing.
Right now?
Oh, yeah. Right, not the whole thing.
I'm curious if it's capturing you right now.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Not
what about
anyway.
What about after this video? Let's see.
TikTok alleging that he had a date with JD Vance in 2011 at an Applebee's.
That's awesome.
They're basically saying that they met online on an old school internet, like late 90s kind of social network where, you know, gay teens could communicate. He said that there weren't that many people online from his community back in the day. They met, they went to Applebee's. No word on whether or not he had those OG steak toppers. But basically, he said that...
Stupid.
They went on a date. Date did not go well. The story blew up online.
Why are there sound effects?
I don't know. It's fucking TikTok, but...
So he did go on a...
The guy fucked up the date, too. 2001 is what he said.
Yeah, I don't know.
No one was dating in 2001. No.
Yeah, it was 9/11.
It was
too close to 9/11.
Yeah,
no. homosexual relationships or straight ones, really.
No.
Yeah.
We were too focused on that terrorist attack.
Okay.
The day that the world stopped turning.
I don't know my password to this Google email, so I can't. I got this, guys. I got this. We're gonna make history on Reddit. Wait, I feel like I'm gonna get in trouble.
You're not in trouble.
Really?
Why would you? Oh, for lying on Reddit? Everybody lies on Reddit,
really?
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't use Reddit. I look at Reddit sometimes, but I don't use it.
Okay, well, here we go. So you think I say I'm sleeping? You think I say I'm sleeping with my sister's husband? Ask me anything.
Mm-hmm.
But what if my sister finds it and thinks I'm not lying? Sister, I'm not. I'm lying for attention.
Okay.
I say I'm a man?
Yeah. I'm.
Whoa.
I'm sleeping with my sister's husband. She doesn't. And yeah.
I 26 male.
Yeah, 26 male. I'm sleeping with my sister's husband. Ask me anything.
Okay, sister, this isn't real. Just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case you're nervous.
Does she watch the Patreon?
No, she doesn't watch anything I do. But
just in case,
I just want her to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Oh, okay, we're gonna have to do it later. It won't let me create an account.
Okay, we'll do it later.
Stupid. Okay, well, I guess we debunked that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel bad because my other one was a Reddit thing too.
Wait, oh, was it an AMA?
No, I feel like I'm having an aortic
desertion.
Yes. I feel like I'm having one in my stomach right now.
Wait, really? Like yeah. You mean that's a different one. That's a
I know you
one.
Can have a heart.
Is
one,
that
you can
your
have a head
is that your
one,
latest
you
thing?
No, just right now because all of a sudden I got intense throbbing right here.
You're probably a little gassy.
Drama.
No, imagine. Sorry, not to.
No, I'll fart right here if I need to.
No, but it's most likely a little gas.
Oh, okay. We'll see what happens. I haven't eaten all day.
If you were having an aortic like whatever, you would be dead right now, okay. And it would also be much
you would
more.
Let
pain.
Me die.
You wouldn't. No, I wouldn't let you die. I would try to perform CPR.
Well, I appreciate that.
I would let you die.
Yeah. That's really fucked up.
Yeah, I you know, I bought a W of the week. I bought AirPod Maxes.
What? How? What? Okay.
I don't know. I'm just trying to share something.
Walk me through the steps of how this is a W.
Because now I have cool headphones and I'm cool now.
He's fitting in with the youth.
Yeah. I saw Facts. Them on you too. Yeah. And I learned about noise canceling.
Okay.
And I will say, you should use noise canceling headphones on the plane. It actually calms me down.
I don't think that will stop me when that plane does that thing we watched it do.
No, it won't do that thing. I promise. That's crazy. I was on a plane, just letting you know, and I'm kind of a little anxious. I was on a plane today watching that video, and I was like, this is stupid.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was watching the video on the plane. I was like, this is crazy. But I was, we hadn't even taken off
never
yet.
Never fly
and I
in the
it.
Winter.
No, it's fine. It's totally
nope.
fine.
Never fly ever again.
Are you going to get on a plane soon?
No.
You were so close.
I was really close.
Would you go? Would you feel comfortable if I was with you?
No.
Would it make it worse?
No. My uncle flies a plane. I think that's what my next goal. Holy shit. It's throbbing like crazy, Austin.
It's okay. It's just probably a little. Are you dehydrated?
What is this?
Is it
right here?
Turkish pastry that you had?
You could have a little side ache too.
Right here. It feels like an organ.
No, it's your stomach, but you're
that's
fine.
That's my tummy all the way up there.
No, that's your, I used to think it was, no, yeah, it is actually, your stomach sits right up here.
Freaking out.
It sits, I think it's actually, it sits right here. So have you ever had like a hypochondriac episode and like think that something is happening and you're like, this is that organ. And then you do the research and like, it's not like, even there.
I'm like, I have appendicitis. And turns out I like,
Well, and the crazy part is that like, then the pain will move to where it's supposed
of course.
To. Yeah. No, I've had a lot of those types of procedures. Don't worry. You're just a little gassed. You want to stand up?
Yeah, let's do yoga.
Okay.
No, I don't need to stand up. It'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah. I think you'll be fine.
Sorry.
He's an iPad kid.
No, yeah. I'm...
I just couldn't read. I can read the Patreon comments right now.
Hassan is on his phone the whole time. I just have an emergency thing. Sorry.
Well,
that's all good.
It's all good.
Don't worry. We're okay.
We're okay.
We're going to sing Kumbaya. Cutie's having a panic attack.
Okay. I don't know why it's throbbing.
Okay, we're off the rails. Let's get it back on the rails. Mr. Beast has a lot of drama.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
I'm not a drama podcast.
Okay, we're not. What do you mean? This is a podcast. Kitty, all we talk about is like Kitty, shit that's going on in the internet.
I'm starting to get that pain.
You
too.
Have it?
I'm starting to get the pain.
We're going down, Your Honor.
What
you
the fuck were in those pastries?
Did you poison us?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Did you hear about that?
That'd be crazy.
The chess player? There's a chess player that poisoned her longtime opponent. Mercury poisoning. Like, bad. Like she's in the hospital.
Sushi?
No, like, went into the chess room before their match and put some, like, literal mercury compound on her chess piece.
Why?
To kill her.
Why would she do that?
To win.
Really?
Yeah.
She win the game?
She got caught.
Did she win the match?
I don't know. I think the girl started feeling sick before.
Would she just like, and they're like, oh, you have mercury poisoning?
Yeah, cause she was so sick. Because she was like, I think it's a blood test. I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah. God, that's crazy.
Is that crazy?
People are nuts. They'll do anything.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like Tanya Harding.
Yeah. What happened to her again?
She's the one that went and broke her freaking opponent's kneecap. Ice skating.
Like during, before?
Right before their like final thing. She literally broke her kneecap with a baseball bat.
That's it's insane. Crazy.
You didn't know that story?
No, I remember comedians doing, like Robin Williams did a joke about Tanya Harding and...
What did Robin Williams say about it?
I don't know. It was a funny... Do you want to look at
that? That women can play baseball? That's what he said?
I don't know. He was in a stand-up bit and he did a Tanya Harding bit, but I don't know what it was about exactly. I'm excited to move to Los Angeles. I really am. I'm excited to...
Where are you going to live?
West Hollywood.
Okay. Have you found a spot?
No, I've been looking. I have an agent.
Like, you're buying a house?
No, for an apartment.
Yeah. Are you buying an apartment or renting?
No, I'm going to rent one.
Okay.
I don't want to buy... Because, like, I've been looking at the prices of West Hollywood, and I'm like, oh, this house is perfect for me, and it's $7 million.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I
think it's crazy that Hassan just won't give you his house.
That's what I was thinking. I wanted to split one with him, and I sent it to him, and he's like, no. And I'm like, that's
I was
really,
like, I'll buy it for myself.
That's, yeah. So I was like, that's really fucking
and
selfish.
Give my brother his house and buy that house.
Well, maybe
myself.
You can have Marat's house.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe
you can live with Marat.
You know,
Marat
if he lets
would
you.
Hate that.
Yeah, he really would. Now, Hassan, I want to put this out there just in case. If Marat doesn't want this house, I will take it.
I think he wants it.
Why would he say no to a house? Like any house.
Can I be honest? If you gave me this house, I'd probably sell it.
I'm not giving you my house.
No, I know,
don't think he's going to give it to
if
you.
If you did, I'd probably sell it. I'd be like, this is a
not
great
a conversation.
You know what? I'd rent it out.
Ooh, he'd be a landlord.
Yeah.
Everything you stand for.
Could you imagine?
You love landlords.
Like, I'm doing this for Hassan so I can get double. Yeah. So I can get canceled anyway. No matter what happens, it's my fault. Like, motherfuckers do crimes, and then it's my fault that they're doing crimes.
No, it's
true.
Not.
True, I only do crimes because you tell me to.
Yeah.
One time, I robbed a daycare center because Hassan told me to.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I just wanted to come clean about it. I've been trying to.
I was there.
He didn't want to go inside because he was scared, but he stayed out in the car. Mm-hmm.
I did. And then it was the getaway driver.
He actually didn't want to drive either. He was too afraid.
Because
he's
admitting their crimes now.
He just sat in a passenger seat.
They're admitting their crimes. That will put you in prison.
Joe Biden, America, baby.
I'm going to go to prison for robbing that daycare center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was awesome.
I'm so excited. Are you going to the Democratic National Convention?
No.
Okay.
We are.
Hassan and I are going to the Democratic National Convention.
I
got to
figure out
how
to get
Bernie Sanders on the pod.
They've asked me who I want to collaborate with, and I was going to talk to you about, like, they gave me a list of senators and presidents and stuff like that. And they're like, who?
Presidents.
Yeah. So, like, I was like, I don't have any content
ideas.
Like
Jimmy Carter.
No. They didn't give me Jimmy Carter.
Get Jimmy Carter on the pod.
They gave me a list, and one of them was Kamala Harris, and I think, like, Waltz was on there, too. And obviously, they're not going to let me fucking...
Can we get Trump on the pod?
Would you accept Trump on the podcast?
Yes.
I would ask him some questions.
I would.
I would say, does your ear hurt?
Yeah.
If I got Trump on the pod, I think Aiden would be very upset.
Would you be?
I would say, is it tight still?
Would you be nice to him?
No. I mean, at first maybe.
Yeah.
Once he starts chirping about immigrants, though, I just start
popping
off.
I would say, do you think I can vote? That's what I'd ask him. And then he'd be like, yes, women could vote. No. And then I would say, I'm an illegal immigrant.
Yeah. And you
what
should
do you think?
Say, what do you think about
Donald Trumperson?
He'd arrest you.
Maybe
really?
His arrest.
To control. He is in such a fucking state of disarray. Like, okay, honestly, as a
he's in a death spiral right now.
As a what spiral?
Death spiral.
As a political commentator,
what does that mean?
The state of the race, do you think that the Democrats have a legitimate chance of winning?
Yeah.
Do you think they will?
It's too soon to tell, but
I don't know if they will.
They have a pretty solid shot.
You think so? You don't think what?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's
the momentum is definitely very heavily favored in the direction of the Democratic Party right now.
Oh, so, really?
I'm gonna give a political take, and okay. I think, and I want to know if Hassan thinks I'm correct on this because I came up
We're
with
playing
it on
political
my own.
Baseball right now.
I think that the Democrats, from a turnout perspective, are because they have the enthusiasm. They haven't had this much enthusiasm since Barack Obama in 2008. Mm-hmm. I don't think. They lacked enthusiasm with Hillary Clinton. They lacked enthusiasm with Joe Biden, which is why those elections were so close. And
you know what's
funny
is I kind of thought with Hillary, this is my political take, which I never take.
I'm excited.
I kind of thought with Hillary that they were just so confident that Trump wouldn't win that they didn't care to vote.
Well,
your
analysis is 100% correct.
Yeah. So I feel like that's going to happen again.
Oh, you meant the voters?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, no, the campaign thought that it was a lock, so they didn't
campaign. Yeah, the campaign was complacent, specifically in the Rust Belt.
Oh.
And they underestimated the Trump voter.
Right.
And I don't know. I think this time, I don't think they're doing that. They're not going to do it again, I don't think. But yeah, they have a tremendous, the Democrats have a lot of momentum right now. It's
really?
Crazy. Like they're packing stadiums or like arenas with they had a rally today with 15,000 people in Arizona.
They've never had that number. Not even under Obama. At Obama, they had 12,000 and today they had 15,000 in the same fucking
more
area.
More people are enthusiastic about, than like. They're doing more than Trump can do at his rallies, which is crazy because he's always been touted as the guy that can pull a lot of numbers, which in reality, when you look at it, Obama did just as much or maybe probably more, specifically as
Obama was pretty cool.
Yeah, he was really cool. Hassan tries to tell me he's bad, but
really?
Yeah.
Everything I've heard seems kind of cool.
Yeah.
He is completely cut. Like he completely destroyed the progressive momentum in this country. Like he had a phenomenal amount of, genuine support.
But he was such a good public.
And he was
speaker.
So handsome. Mm-hmm. Such a handsome guy.
Yeah. I mean, he still is.
Yeah, he's really handsome.
So he admits
but he
it.
Had. But Hassan says he had such a great opportunity to uh-huh. enact a very bold progressive agenda, and he had the House and the Senate
by super majority,
which is unheard of, and he flopped.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was very ineffective.
God damn it.
Somehow. He
lost it. I didn't
know
he did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about Mr. Beast and politics. This might ruin his presidential campaign in the future. I didn't think of that.
What, the allegations?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter.
Oh.
I mean, look at Trump.
Oh, yeah. You know? I forgot about that. It used to be so much to be a politician. And now you can do anything.
Yeah, now you can do whatever you want. Should we wrap up?
No, I'll keep going.
I'm ready to keep going too.
Ow.
Maybe cut that part out. Fuck it.
It's fine. They're hanging out with us. They got it. You guys are good. They understand.
Yeah, they're
the people of the pod. They know.
We're hanging out. We're hanging in there.
Okay. I have a long one. Ready?
I'm ready.
I saved this. Okay. This person deleted it.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the asshole for taking my ring back from my fiance and calling off the wedding after learning a critical truth about her?
Say again.
Are they the asshole for calling off the wedding and taking back the ring after learning a critical truth about her? Okay, so here it goes.
What's the critical truth? Are they going to tell you?
They said, I apologize in advance. It's pretty long. It is pretty long. Okay. Me, 27 male, mm-hmm. and my ex-fiance, Julie, 27 mm-hmm. female, mm-hmm. have been dating for 5 years now. We are pretty serious about our relationship. Up until now, I'm questioning my choice in women.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a big family. My parents have 5 kids. My 2 older sisters, me, my twin sister, and my youngest brother. The eldest of us, Alana, 32, was set to marry one of our parents' friend's son, Theo, 36. Alana was very intelligent. She went to a prestigious college. It was a pretty big deal because we're from a second world-class country. She was supposed to marry Theo 10 years ago, but right on the wedding day, she ran away. We had no clue where she went. I assume she left early in the morning. The wedding was supposed to happen during the afternoon. My second eldest sister, Eleanor, 29, was helping with everything around the preparation, and my parents didn't want the stress of Alana that day. So most of the work shifted onto Eleanor, the younger sister. Our parents didn't trust me because I was 17 and the others were young, and Eleanor was quite busy as the guests started to arrive soon. Soon enough, we realized Alana was nowhere to be found. We called Theo's parents, who hurriedly came over to the resort. They were panicking because guests started to arrive. Suddenly, they targeted Eleanor to be the bride. Isn't that weird?
Very weird.
Targeted Eleanor to be the bride?
So the younger sister, they started looking at her to be the bride to Theo that the older sister was supposed to marry.
Okay.
But like nothing on Reddit, and no one lies on Reddit.
Because
you saw, I tried to make an account and lie on Reddit, and it didn't work.
It wouldn't allow it. The universe wouldn't allow
it. So just so you know, I don't think the universe lets you lie on Reddit. Eleanor at first tried to reason with them, telling them it doesn't work like that, but Theo's family was having none of it. My parents chipped in when our grandparents got involved. Theo was silent during the whole situation. He was a spineless loser, and that's what I first thought looking back. But he was as shocked as everyone back then. He left the room, and some of the man family went after him so he wouldn't do anything stupid. Eleanor was forced to get ready. She couldn't run away as there were multiple women keeping an eye on her. She was crying at first, but got scolded by her mother and grandmother for that. They got married. My sister was supposed to enroll in college that year. She was only 19 back then.
I don't believe any part of this story. Like, I'm sorry. Top to bottom, I don't believe a single part of this story. I can suspend my disbelief for a moment to be like, wow, that's crazy. Should I do that? I'm going to do that. Wow. So, like, the 17-year-old married to the guy because the family decided to get married?
Yeah.
To marry them?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, they get married.
Is that legal?
I guess so. They get married.
Why didn't she say anything? Why didn't she say anything?
I don't know.
Suspending my disbelief, does that mean I can't ask questions?
No, you can't. Wait, why didn't who say anything? Why didn't Eleanor
say
anything?
The girl, yeah.
She tried, but they already paid for the wedding and they were stressed.
Oh, that's just how it works. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Oh, we already paid for it. Someone's gonna get married today.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So that happened. And fast.
Yo, who the fuck believes this shit? I'm sorry. This is insane. Okay. Do you actually read this stuff and you're like, this is real?
You know what I do is sometimes I see crazy posts on Reddit. Mm-hmm. So crazy that I say to myself, this could fill 10 minutes of a podcast. And so then I save them for days like this when your life is getting threatened online. And we need to bounce off of each other.
Okay,
that's
what
I fucking do, bozo.
Wait, but like for real.
Let me Deadpool
not just this one,
break
not just
the
this
third,
one.
Fourth
not,
wall.
Not just this one.
I came in unprepared. I thought just me being gone would be like, oh, I have all these things to talk
What'd
about.
You
not
do then?
Not
Let's
just
talk
this.
About it.
You want to talk about what I did?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Before we get to that,
get back on your phone.
I want to know the answer to this question.
What?
Is aside from what you were doing, which was to fill like to make this podcast entertaining. Thank you for carrying it when I was not entirely there.
Yeah.
Do you like read stuff on Reddit and believe it? Like in general.
No, but I like reading them.
I've been concerned lately because I've been duped multiple different times on Twitter by things that weren't true.
I'm literally off Twitter.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like the Wild West. But what is disturbing to me is somebody who I would consider myself, I'm college educated. I can think critically. And even me, I catch myself, but sometimes I look at something, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then it takes a few seconds to figure out it isn't true. But most people don't go to that. And there's so much rampant missing. It's crazy. Like, Twitter is crazy. And it is doing, like, so much damage.
I agree.
It's so much damage.
How was Maine?
It was good.
What'd you do there?
I hung out and I explored a little bit.
Ooh.
I went to Portland, Maine, which was cool.
I've been there. there.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
When were you there?
Oh my God. A few years ago. Like, you before went from, I ever started streaming.
Really?
You went from better Portland to shittier Portland.
No, I think they've got so much lobster there.
Yeah, lobster. Oh, fuck. I was going to talk about this.
You just pissed off.
I'm sorry, Fiona. Okay, I was going to talk about this. I went to a lobster restaurant.
Okay.
Okay.
One, wait. Okay. So when I was in Maine, I did multiple like lobster bakes, and one of them was they literally give you a full lobster that you have to do the guts and everything. That's, did you do that?
That's crazy, but it's in line with that.
Okay, go.
So I go to this lobster restaurant, and I'm like, I'm craving a lobster roll of some sort.
Yeah.
So we go to the lobster restaurant, and we get seated right next to the lobster tank.
Stop.
Okay? And I'm like looking, and I'm like looking at my menu, and I'm like looking at these lobsters,
yeah,
and I'm like,
can't.
Oh my God. And then I'm starting to like order, and I order a lobster roll, and evidently they don't have like traditional lobster rolls. It's like a lobster dinner.
And okay? one of the lobsters is over there like, not
yeah,
me.
So I'm looking at these please. Lobsters. We order, and like a few minutes later, I see somebody like reach into the fucking
no.
tank.
Oh, they didn't let you choose?
No.
Sometimes they let you choose. No.
Reach into the tank, grab the lobster, and I'm like, oh my God. And then like 15, 20 minutes later, out comes our meal. And they used the lobster head as a garnish.
That's crazy.
For the fucking plate. Like,
wait,
they put the lobster.
Until you hear about how burgers are made, you're going to lose
I,
your
wait,
mind.
Wait, okay, I know. Okay. I know it's crazy.
Okay,
and it's
question.
Like Austin, of course.
Was it delicious?
I couldn't eat it.
You didn't eat it? So you wasted the fucking lobster?
Somebody else ate the fucking lobster at the table, but I couldn't. Like, why would you put the fucking lobster, like, carved out on top of the meat? It's
what do you mean? What do you think
barbaric.
You're eating?
Barbaric. I know, but I don't want to look.
Also, it's a lobster, bro.
I can
of
see
course.
His eyes.
It's a well, first of all, it's a bug. Like, you're ridiculous. I don't eat any seafood.
Oh, that makes it even grosser.
Yeah,
eating a
that's
bug?
A problem.
Yeah,
a bug.
I don't eat any seafood, but like, I get lobsters. Like, I get why people
lobsters
eat lobsters.
Lobsters are bugs?
Yeah, they're bugs.
Really?
They're like
what
the
do
cockroaches.
They look like to you?
I think they're literally
lobsters.
They're related to cockroaches. I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm eating a cockroach.
I could be lying for attention,
so,
but
I don't want to meet my dinner. I don't want to see it alive. I want to be very separated from my dinner.
That's crazy.
You are so American. Because
you eat out boys you meet all
my
the
mom,
time.
My mom and I were talking about this last night.
Oh,
because
that's
we were,
different.
My mom and I were talking about this last night because we were watching like one of these really awful Amazon studio straight to DVD release movies that they love watching. And it's like mostly just for the beautiful scenes that they watch. And in that, there's like a classic bit where there is a guy who has to like cut the, like who has to basically kill a lamb for a lamb chop.
Sad. Can't do it.
And he's just sitting there and we were looking at each other and she's like, Americans are so funny. Like they can't deal with the reality that like you're going to kill an animal and then eat it. Cause like well, growing up in Turkey, we have a thing
did
called
you kill
one bite. I never personally killed
wait,
one, but
what?
Like,
how's that word?
One kurban bayramı, which is like a bayram, which is like aid, where you literally sacrifice, you get a sheep and you sacrifice a sheep or a lamb. Sometimes people even go crazy and do camels and stuff, but like,
that's sad.
But overall, like, I'm so used to just like seeing animals get slaughtered. Well, not even slaughtered, but like killed in the religious fashion.
I couldn't do it.
And then eating them.
I would probably, like, if I had a slaughter, like somebody gave me a cow to like slaughter, I would probably like raise it as my like a pet.
Yeah, cows
yeah,
are
it'd be my
cows
baby.
Are hard.
Yeah.
I feel like cows are so dog like.
They are just big puppies.
Yeah, and I just can't. I think when I go to Alveus, it's gonna change my life.
It will. You'll go vegetarian for a little bit.
You think so?
Yeah.
God, fuck,
if anything, I mean, Maya always says don't go vegetarian. Just lessen your consumption of what red meat, and she has made me do that.
Well, I don't really eat red meat anyway.
Oh well.
But
yeah,
what,
I don't
does she
a
not give
a
fuck about
either.
Chickens or something? Or?
Well, just meat. She says meat in general. Just lessen your meat consumption.
I'll switch to protein shakes
more often. Just, you know, just every point counts. But
I know.
You don't need to be vegetarian.
It did get into my, like, when I was a kid, somebody told me how burgers are made, and I, like, couldn't eat meat for
a long
time.
Yeah, you cry. It makes
it,
me
like,
sad.
It was just, like, a hard, like, somebody, like, some girl told me. Like,
the theme for Beyblade is dress to impress WWE/Beyblade. What are you going to wear?
Oh, my God. I haven't even thought of it.
Well,
I'm finding out
I just told
now.
You right now. you could be the Wild Ranger. You could wear this cowboy hat.
That could be true.
The
I could
sweet,
do that.
Sweet cowboy.
I could do that.
Are you coming? You didn't reply.
What day is it again?
The Thursday the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can do it.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
I think I can do it.
You can also IRL stream it. Everyone's invited to stream it if they want to stream it. That way you can still have hours. I'm trying a new thing.
Oh, so like multiple people streaming at
once? Yeah, I just want to see how it goes.
Yeah, might as well. And maybe, I think it'll help. Wait, yeah. You kind of did that with the...
Overcooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a fun thing.
That was your event,
wasn't
it? Yeah. Oh, you want us to stream our own?
You can, yeah. I'm telling everyone they can do their own POV if they want.
I think that's a good idea.
It's kind of, it's something I'm trying.
Also, Twitch likes that too.
Well, I was thinking of doing it this year for Stream Rewards.
Oh,
I'm thinking about it.
No, that sounds insane. You're going to get every streamer to stream their POV?
No, I'm not telling. You don't have to, but it's an option.
Interesting.
It's an option.
That's very interesting.
Maybe. I haven't decided. I have to figure out, obviously.
Why are you saying that's very interesting? You're going to stream your fucking streamer rewards?
No, I'm not going to fucking.
I think the hard thing is, like, there's areas where people obviously don't want to be on camera. And they're usually safe.
Yeah.
And so and telling people to turn off their cameras once we go to the after party, because after party's no cameras.
Yeah,
And I'm still putting thought into it.
I can see S-Fan still trying to.
He'll be streaming at the door.
Yeah. So I've got to figure it out. But for now, I'm trying just smaller events and just kind of seeing, because I think it's like, because events are in general are mutually beneficial to people that show up, because then they get to show their personality and cross audience contamination or whatever. But it's even more beneficial if you also get hours for it. But, you know, so we'll see. But yeah, it's going to be fun outfits. I kind of want to get, if you, Marsh, will you pull up Chapel Roan's Lollapalooza outfit? What is it? Lollapalooza? I pronounce everything wrong.
Oh my God. I'm going to be so hard pressed to get an outfit, but I'm going to do my best.
I want to try to get
some time.
This outfit. Look at her.
Oh, that's iconic.
Yes, bitch. Yeah, she's crazy. She's awesome. So anyway, I want to get that outfit, but we'll see. I don't think I can get it in time.
Oh gosh. I love her. Look, folks, thank you so much for watching the Patreon. I do want to make an announcement. I will be coming back with your advice show this week. Or I guess it'll be next week, but I'll be filming it this week, right, Marsh?
I don't believe that, but we'll see.
You don't believe it? I'll be here all weekend. All
right.
You got a bunch of non-believers.
I know, but I apologize. I took a little bit of a break, but I'm back. You'll never see me take a break again.
That either, okay.
I'm gonna take a break.
Yeah, Cutie's gonna. It's her turn to take a break.
Where am I gonna go? I want to go to Atlanta.
Ooh, Atlanta.
You gonna drive to Atlanta?
Yep. Okay. I'm gonna get some peach jam.
Good luck.
Yum.
Yum yum yum.
I'm gonna put it on toast with ricotta.
Take care, guys.
All right, bye everybody.
Bye.